Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 18th day of Adar Aleph, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Peyo, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalad. We mentioned that two of the gifts for the poor by a vine are peret and alelos. Peret we discussed in the previous Mishnah, single grapes that drop as they're collecting the grapes. Now our Mishnah turns to Ezeho Oilelas. What's the oilelas which the Torah says has to be given for the poor? As the Torah says, Karmacho loisa oilel, you should not take the oilelas, leave it for the poor. Kol she'en lo, lo kesef v'lo notef. It doesn't have shoulders, it doesn't have drippings. What does that mean exactly? The central stem of any cluster is known as the shadra. And to it, there can be many little clusters, which are called pesigim. They're little offshoots, little clusters hanging from the main stem. Now, when they're heaped on top of each other, these little clusters, and they tend to pile up on top of each other, they look like they're called kosev, they're called shoulders. They are not for the poor. However, if they're scattered among on the stem, so you've got them coming out of the stem at various points, but not heaped on top of each other, that's not kosef. That means there's no shoulders. Now, at the end of the cluster, you don't have pesigim, you don't have little clusters coming out, but you have single grapes attached to the cluster itself. And sometimes when they're bunched together, they look like drops. They'll call them notef. Our Mishnah is telling us here that a cluster of grapes that is a little bit smaller, and it doesn't have these heaped up little clusters coming from it, nor does it have these grapes at the end which make it look like drippings. It's simply got a few grapes attached, hanging at the end of it. That is known as oilelas. We call it the infant grape, the infant stem, the infant clusters. And this, the term, why is it called oilelas? Because the word oilelas literally means a suckling or an infant. And compared to the bigger branches or bigger clusters that have shoulders or have drippings at the end, little grapes clustered at the end, compared to them, it's like an oilel to an ish. It's like an infant to a man. Says the Mishnah further, so for the poor, it has to have neither of these, no kosef, no notef, and then it'll belong to the poor when it has this, the main cluster, the main stem, just have these little clusters coming off it dispersed throughout the stem, but not heaped up on each other. Says the Mishnah further, im yesh la kosef, if it does have this heaped up little clusters on top of each other, these shoulders, or it does have these grapes at the end bunched together looking like drops of water coming down, then shel bala bais, it belongs to the owner. The poor can't take it. Im sofik, if we're not sure if it has kosef or notef or not, then we err on the side of the poor and it goes lanim, it goes to the poor. Sofik, just like we say sofik leket is leket, so sofik of oilelas goes to the poor, anim. Oilelas shebar kuba, what happens if you have this one of these infant clusters, it doesn't have the kosef or notef, doesn't have these little bunched together clusters, nor does it have the drops at the end of it. But this cluster, or this stem, is coming out at the joint. Barakuba shabugam means at the joint, literally at the knee. Now, this is an expression, akuba is an expression where, to describe where the main, where a main cluster is attached to the branch of the vine. At that point where it's attached to the vine, it's called the arkuba, it's called the knee, like a knee joint. Now, what happens if you have an oilelas coming out of there? The question is, do we say it's part of the ashkol, it's joined to the ashkol, the big cluster, which is not for the poor, but for the owner? Or do we say the oilelas is looked at as part of the main branch, and therefore it's looked at as an oilelas in its own right, and must be left to the poor? Because it's got no shoulders or no kosev, no notef. So the Mishnah says we apply the following test. Im nikretzes, if it gets cut off, im ha'eshkel, as you pull the cluster off, if you pull the cluster off the branch, will that oilelas come off with it? Hari yishal bal bais, it belongs to the owner. Because that shows that it has the same din as the eshkel, as the cluster. Vim lav, but if it doesn't come off, it stays on the branch, hari yishal anim, it belongs to the poor, that's clearly a sign that it's an oilelas. and independently must be left for the owner, for the poor. Gargir yichidi. What about single grapes? Now there's a machlokas how to learn pshat. Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rush, learns it means we have a cluster that does not have any of these psugim. It does not have little clusters coming from it, but it only has single grapes along the stem. Is that also elalas? Or is that like, and must we be the poor, or is it ashgal? Remember that elalas, the classic case of elalas we discussed before, is when you have a stem and you do have little clusters hanging from it, but they're dispersed throughout the stem. Here, it's the stem which only has single grapes coming directly off it, no clusters. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ashgal. Rabbi Yehuda says no. That's not what the Torah meant by lettuce. That's an ashgal, and it needs to be kept by the owner. The poor can't take that. V'chachomim omrim oilalas. The chachomim say, no, this is oilalas, and it goes to the poor as well. Mishnah Hey. Hameidel bekfanim. A person who's pruning the vines. He wants to take out, cut off some of the branches to make it grow better, so there'll be more space and fuller and healthier. Just like he can prune the part of the vines which are his, the branches or his ashgolos, his clusters, so can he also prune and take away the branches or any clusters that are considered, that are olelos, that would belong to the poor or payer. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Rabbi Yehuda holds that just like he can prune his own vines, the own part of his vines that belong to him, because that'll improve the vines, so too he can do it in general from the part that is oilless as well, from the gifts that are normally given to the poor, because it benefits the poor as well. They will have healthier oilless as well if you take away some of the when it's too squashed. However, Rabbi Meir argues, Rabbi Meir Omer b'shaloi hu rishoy, he can do it, he can prune his own clusters and branches of the vine, he can do that. But ve'ena rashoi b'shalanim, he can't do it of the nim, he can't do it for the poor. Now what's the reason? What's the machlekes? The machlekes is how do we regard the rights or the entitlement of the anim? Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Yerushalmi explains, Rabbi Yehuda holds that they're considered as a shutuf, as a partner. Just like you can prune on your own partners, probably you can prune the anim as well. However, even though the Yerushalmi was doicha, it actually didn't like this reason. It brought another reason, as we said before, because just like you improve the vines for yourself, you can improve the vines for the anim. But Rabbi Meir holds that the oni has a din of a koina, not as a shutuf, not as a partner, but as a koina, as a buyer. And just like a seller, once he sold something, he can't touch any of those eshkolas. He can't touch that anymore. Ah, but I'm going to improve it for the buyer. No, you can't do that. Once it's sold. So too, the alelos which belong to the anim have to be left there and not touched as well. Or the reason may be because the anim would prefer to have what they want now rather than lose what they have now for improvement in the future. They'd rather keep and take what they can get now, any knowledge they can get their hands on. And that's how Rabbi Meir learns his reason. The halacha is, however, like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir. The halacha is either according to the first answer given in the first explanation in the Yerushalmi, which was the Rishutuf, but more importantly, the second answer, and that is because just like you can benefit your own, you can also improve it and make things better for the anim, even at the cost of taking away now some of the lolos. It's better for future lolos for the anim, for the poor.